The EPR experiment. The key to quantum teleportation lies in a celebrated 1935 paper by Albert Einstein and his colleagues Boris Podolsky and Nathan Rosen, who, ironically, proposed the EPR experiment, named for the three authors, to kill off, once and for all, the introduction of probability into physics. Bemoaning the undeniable experimental successes of the quantum theory, Einstein wrote, "The more success the quantum theory has, the sillier it looks." If two electrons are initially vibrating in unison, a state called coherence, they can remain in wave-like synchronization even if they are separated by a large distance. Although the two electrons may be separated by light years, there's still an invisible Schrödinger wave connecting both of them, like an umbilical cord. If something happens to one electron, then some of that information is immediately transmitted to the other. This is called quantum entanglement, the concept that particles vibrating in coherence have some kind of deep connection linking them together. Let's start with two coherent electrons oscillating in unison. Next, let them go flying out in opposite directions. Each electron is like a spinning top. The spins of each electron can be pointed up or down. Let's say that the total spin of the system is zero, so that if the spin of one electron is up, then you know automatically that the spin of the other electron is down. According to the quantum theory, before you make a measurement, the electron is spinning neither up nor down, but exists in a nether state, where it is spinning both up and down simultaneously. Once you make an observation, the wave function collapses, leaving a particle in a definite state. Next, measure the spin of one electron. It is, say, spinning up. Then you know instantly that the spin of the other electron is down. Even if the electrons are separated by many light years, you instantly know the spin of the second electron as soon as you measure the spin of the first electron. In fact, you know this faster than the speed of light. Because these two electrons are entangled, that is, their wave functions beat in unison, their wave functions are connected by an invisible thread or umbilical cord. Whatever happens to one automatically has an effect on the other. This means, in some sense, that what happens to us automatically affects things instantaneously in distant corners of the universe, since our wave functions were probably entangled at the beginning of time. In some sense, there is a web of entanglement that connects distant corners of the universe, including us. Einstein derisively called this spooky action at distance, and this phenomenon enabled him to prove that the quantum theory was wrong, in his mind, since nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Originally, Einstein designed the EPR experiment to serve as a death knell of the quantum theory. But in the 1980s, Alan Aspect and his colleagues in France performed this experiment with two detectors separated by 13 meters, measuring the spins of photons emitted from calcium atoms, and the results agreed precisely with the quantum theory. Apparently, God does play dice with the universe. Did information really travel faster than light? Was Einstein wrong about the speed of light being the speed limit of the universe? Not really. Information did travel faster than the speed of light, but the information was random and hence useless. You cannot send a real message or Morse code via the EPR experiment even if information is traveling faster than light. Knowing that an electron on the other side of the universe is spinning down is useless information. You cannot send today's stock quotes via this method. For example, let's say that a friend always wears one red and one green sock in random order. Let's say you examine one leg and the leg has a red sock on it. Then you know, faster than the speed of light, that the other sock is green. Information actually traveled faster than light, but this information is useless. No signal containing non-random information can be sent via this method. For years, the EPR experiment was used as an example of the resounding victory of the quantum theory over its critics. But it was a hollow victory with no practical consequences. Until now.